This is the Vans Warped Tour Infringement Festival Cobblestone Live Extravaganza Spectacular.
It's catchy.
We'll put like reverb and stuff on there.
Yeah, excellent.
Sublime.
Aqueous.
From Buffalo, New York, why is the Broadway market only open one day a year? It's the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
Welcome to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com, where we talk about the good, the bad, and the funny of being a musician in the 716. I'm Ryan Gurnett, and I'm all set for Warped Tour. Are you, Dennis?
What do you mean by all set? What do I need to prepare? I just got to get my body there, right? You're doing all the hard work behind the scenes, selling all the ads, preparing content for our 8-hour stream, securing the tent. I'm just along for the ride.
Well, Webb, what do you think about Dennis Reed just being along for the ride?
I think he's in for a deep surprise because there's a lot of things that he needs to prepare for before he gets to Warped Tour.
But no, this is a really special show. We are going to deliver to you today a 360-degree, bird's-eye, ground-level review of these three ill-advisedly closely scheduled events happening right here in the Queen City near the end of July. We'll get into the bands, we'll get into the venues, we'll get into the costs, we'll talk about all of it. Now, I've heard some disturbing news coming around the pipeline, Ryan, and by the pipeline, of course, I mean your mouth, like 10 minutes ago. Your search for a band, for a second band in addition to our band, The Lady or the Tiger, is going distressingly well, I hear.
Yes, I met a couple guys, and, you know, the first issue... I met some guys on the internet.
Sure, that old story.
No, they're literally like 4 minutes away from my house. Like, mm-hmm. They're just across the way, which is super convenient. And they're both really good musicians. There's kind of a Foo Fighters kind of vibe, but maybe like a little punky, like more of the upbeat, like kind of harder Foo Fighters, mm-hmm. like more I'll Stick Around Foo Fighters than okay. Big Me Foo Fighters.
And you're searching for another band because our band, Lady of the Tiger, we don't play out that much. You got kind of a hunger to get out.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. I've been hankering. I don't know if that's the right word.
Hankering.
Hankering, there yeah, we yeah. go. I've been hankering to play some shows lately.
So these guys are cool about you having another band, too? They don't mind that you're in an open band relationship with them?
Before I even auditioned, the guy said, "You're pretty much in already, we're desperate."
Okay.
So
they're not going to be too picky?
I don't think so.
And there wasn't any sort of height requirement at all? There wasn't like a you must be this tall to play this song?
I think the drummer fills all of that. I think he's got to be like... Oh, I mean, everyone who's over 6 feet tall looks like they're 6'8" to me.
Yeah, me too.
So, no.
So he's got the height's covered. They just stick you in the back during the
if
band.
If we need someone in the band to slam dunk, we have that covered.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Lady of the Tiger.
Yeah, yeah.
Rick might, but...
Yeah, Rick would just like tear the basketball hoop down and then...
It's still scoring,
throw
I guess.
Something through. Yeah. Exactly, as long as it goes through. Well, so good for you. And then maybe if we can find some music from the rehearsal, you're going to put some music in here.
Hopefully we'll have it fading in right now as we're talking.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, isn't it nice?
Oh, very good.
Okay.
I'm liking it. Is that... What your boombox is that you recorded it on? Sounds awesome.
I'm Angel Rivera from Super Tugger, and you're listening to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast and allwnyradio.com.
Yeah, let's play some Ghost Pool.
It's not
In addition to Infringement, Warped, and Cobblestone, there are still other shows happening. So,
yeah, life goes on outside
it's amazing.
Spectacular episode.
So, on July 19th, Burn the Break is playing at Babeville. For more on them, you can listen to our previous episode with Dream Beaches. We talk about them a little, and we play one of their tracks.
Was that the group that is the posthumous work of...
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Al Geisler, I believe, is
okay.
Name is.
Oh, great.
On July 21st, The Riffs, who are a rock band that kind of combines elements of classic and southern rock, they're having a CD release party at Mr. Goodbar. The REM tribute band Murmur is at Buffalo Ironworks, and Sugar City is hosting a night of kind of aggressive rock bands, which include Ghost Pool, Into the Wake, and Worst Things, who are all local bands, and they're opening up for Trenches from Syracuse and Anyone Anyway from Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay.
So if you want to kind of get your pop punk emo on, that's certainly a good place to do it.
We know you do.
Then on July 25th, after you either attend Vans Warped Tour or listen to our handcrafted Love Hewn live broadcast on allwny.com from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., you should come to Town Ballroom and check out Jenny Lewis.
Oh, who's Jenny Lewis?
Jenny Lewis was the singer from Rilo Kiley.
Who's Rilo Kiley?
Rilo Kiley made an excellent album called The Execution of All Things that was released on Saddle Creek Records. They kind of emerged the same time that Death Cab for Cutie did.
Sounds like a toe tapper.
And Bright Eyes. And actually, it is. Mm-hmm. It's a brilliant pop album. I'm sending you like a YouTube thing because love it.
Please do.
No, it's brilliant. Her voice sounds beautiful. It's kind of like that Loretta Lynn country sound kind of mixed with more like indie rock kind of stuff going on, and there's saws being played and just all sorts of...
Oh, I love it. Like weird Tom Waitsy percussion kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, there's all sorts of weird stuff going on.
Neat.
So, after that, after Rilo Kiley, which I think they broke up about 10, 15 years ago, she's been doing all sorts of solo stuff, and she's kind of an indie sweetheart, if you will. Like,
right.
She was kind of the it girl of like
always
indie
room for another
boys
indie sweetheart in my
for a while.
Library.
And if you get a chance, you can check her out at Town Ballroom. I'd recommend it. She's got a beautiful voice. She puts on a good show. I've had a crush on her since she appeared in The Wizard in like 1988, which I saw when I was like six. It was when they introduced Super Mario Brothers 3 in that movie.
Okay.
She's in that movie?
Yeah, she's the love interest in that movie.
Oh,
Fred Savage is hanging out with a little red-haired girl, and that is Jenny Lewis, who eventually started Rilo Kiley with another child actor who was on the Nickelodeon show Salute Your Shorts.
Correct, yes.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes, so they're both, and they were both, like, just happened to be former child actors, and they both were very talented and started this band.
Oh, great.
So, yes, check them out. And then,
she's coming.
Yes. And then on July 27th, Dead Letter Office, a tribute to R.E.M., is going to be at Ironworks.
Oh, you already
Ironworks.
Said the tribute to R.E.M.
No, I said a different tribute to R.E.M.
I know. You said Murmur before.
Yes, god damn it. So, Dead Letter Office is $12.
Okay.
Murmur is $10.
Oh.
What do you think it is about Dead Letter Office that makes them 10% better than Murmur? Is their lead singer balder? Is he skinnier? Does their drummer have an aneurysm?
Maybe they play a longer show.
Oh.
Maybe it's that simple.
I haven't even.
Or maybe
that.
They do the better songs.
Yeah, oh,
the other band, they leave the
if
shit.
If they split
too.
Them,
all the Fables of Reconstruction stuff.
Okay,
they skip.
They
all
just
that.
Sat down. They had an REM draft, and they just kind of
And they got
It's probably based on which band has more mandolins.
It always comes down to more mandolins, doesn't it?
Well, I want to say I haven't seen either of those guys, and I'm a big REM fan, so I would like to get out and see them one of these days.
No, if so much wasn't going on this month, I actually wanted to check both of them out and kind of report back because I thought it'd be fun. But with Warped and Infringement Fest coming up,
we'll get
them.
We'll catch up to those guys sometime.
Yeah. Will, you have been just painstakingly working, just sleepless nights, riddled with sweat and blood and other liquids.
Whatever else Will secretes.
Yes. Working on your Vans Warped Tour preview.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us about Warped Tour this year?
Will's hot tip.
Well, Mr. Will Webb.
It's the middle of the summer, and that means Warped Tour. For those of you that have been going for all these many years, you know that it's not only going to be the longest, hottest, probably most awesome day of the summer, but there's also going to be a lot of cool bands to see. Some old, some new, some tried and true. So I'm going to go through just a couple bands that I think people really need to check out on Warped Tour. Some of them you may have heard of, some of them you certainly haven't.
And this is the last Warped Tour, too,
yes,
right?
This is the funeral for Warped Tour.
I don't know what's going to replace this or pick it up, but I feel like these bands are always going to have a home in some sort of festival. And, you know, a lot of those fans out there that are into this kind of music are definitely sad to see them go, but hopeful for a future where they will come back.
If some of them might go to an actual home.
Some of them might go to an actual
home. Old folks home, yeah.
You know, if you know, there's this festival called Infringement, and if there's any local punk bands who'd want to play around the same time of year at a festival, they can always apply to that.
Yeah, they can always upgrade to Infringement.
Oh,
damn it, what is that?
His phone on.
Is that noisemaker?
Will's hot tip.
So one of the bands that you guys remember from way back when is a little band called Real Big Fish.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This band actually started right around the time Warped Tour started as well. They're a ska punk band from Orange County, California. They're obviously best known for their 1997 hit Sell Out. The band gained mainstream recognition in the mid to late 90s during the third wave of ska, whatever that means, with the release of the
Gold. Are you sure they weren't second wave of ska?
I don't know what the first, second, and third wave are.
I'm pretty sure they were
first
madness.
Wave was like early 70s. I mean, like late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
Second wave, I think, was like 80s up until like 91, 92. And then Less Than Jake and Real Big Fish, I think, were like that beginning of that third
wave.
Because that was like ska punk. That was when they really added like horns with like fucking punk
that
music. And it wasn't just this mellow reggae. I think that's kind of
unchanged. Okay. All right.
So they had a big hit on their album Turn the Radio Off soon after the band lost their mainstream recognition, but they gained an underground cult following. As you guys may or may not have seen, they were in a popular movie called Basketball.
I'm looking at it. It's right over there.
Done by the two guys from South Park.
That's in the Ryan
Matt Stone.
Library.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Ooh, Will's hot tip.
Another band called The Main, you may or may not have heard of. They formed in 2007 in Tempe, Arizona, which is actually a suburb of Phoenix. Most of the band members were in high school at the time, and the guys quickly turned their 90s radio rock band influences into a familiar, infectious pop-punk sound. They're signed to Fearless Records and released a 5-song concept EP, The Way We Talk, in 2007. So they've been performing on the Vans Warped Tour for a few years now, and a lot of times... it was actually their last album, which was Can't Stop, Won't Stop. It was produced by the emo pop veteran Matt Squire of Simple Plan and Sum 41 fame.
Great.
Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
That Matt Squire?
Yeah.
That Matt Squire.
Will's hot tip.
So Knuckle Puck is an American pop-punk band from the south suburbs of Chicago, Illinois. You may have heard the term knuckle puck from D2 The Mighty Ducks, Kenan Thompson, when he was just a small lad. He used a patented special hockey move called the knuckle puck. That's not ringing a bell? You guys are only D1 fans, not D2 fans?
Yeah, actually, I will completely... D2 just sullied the name.
Oh, well, that's a shame. They just released their sophomore album, Shapeshifter, this past October. Fans are definitely excited to see them play some of their new material live. You might be thinking, Simple Plan are still around? And the answer is yes. Yes, they are. Simple Plan is one of Canada's most successful pop-punk acts, featuring a lineup comprised of former high school pals, Pierre Bouvier, Jeff on guitar, David on bass, Sebastian on guitar, and Chuck on the drums.
It sounds Canadian.
It does. They have been touring the country with other punk groups like MXPX, 10 Foot Pole, and Face to Face. Finally, one of the local bands on the local stage, playing the local stage this year is Lucky 33, which is a punk/indie rock band that formed in 2011. Originally consisting of 5 band members, their bass player parted ways. Following their bass player's exit, they compacted down to 4. Sounding better than ever, the lineup now consists of a bunch of friends rocking out, having a good time, drinking a lot of beer, and telling dumb dad jokes. representing your local artists in upstate New York, playing in the 315 district. They're always so excited to be playing live, making the Warped Tour experience that much better.
How do you know that they're excited to be there? Did you...
I have talked to them.
You have talked to them?
I have talked to them,
you
and I've asked
them
some
for
questions.
For this? Oh.
No, for the in preparation for the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, people are doing preparation for the
show.
Well,
I'm going to be doing mine that day.
Well, once again, segue into Dennis. Dennis, I think because you weren't so sure how to prepare for the tour, I'm going to go through with a couple frequently asked questions about the tour.
Okay, perfect.
So that you know what's going on.
Will's hot tip.
So, Dennis, what do you think happens to Warped Tour if it rains?
I don't know if they have a covered stage or not.
So the show happens rain or shine. If there is extremely bad weather, they will tell the fans to seek shelter. But other than that, show goes on.
Okay. Okay. So I didn't realize that. So that's like a big deal with them is it's rain or is that, and that's supposed to just be because they're like so hardcore and they're young, like kids, and they don't give a shit. And man, we'll skateboard and anything.
I think outdoor music festival works that way. I think.
I think you're right. So that's why I'm kind of curious. I don't know why this question. Like, if that's just any festival, then why... It's nothing special about Vans Warped Tour, right?
Not that I can tell, no.
Okay. Okay, so these are maybe general... I have been to concerts before, so keep going. thought these were going to be more specific.
Jeez, Dennis.
Will's Hot Tip.
So Dennis's mom drops him off in the parking lot station wagon at the start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But Dennis doesn't have his ticket, so he goes around the parking lot to try to buy tickets. Good idea or bad idea?
Well, generally at shows, they frown on scalping and people who are aiding and abetting scalpers, but it still happens. So I'm going to say if Dennis wants to get in, it's a good idea.
Right, right. Here's the problem, though. These are often counterfeit tickets in the parking lot, and Warped Tour is not responsible for fake tickets. You'll lose your money and won't be able to enter the show.
Sad, Dennis.
So instead, just head over to the venue box office by the main gates and buy a ticket there.
Oh, sure.
So if given the choice between buying a fake ticket from a stranger or a real ticket from a professional, always choose the real ticket.
Okay.
Will's Hot Tip.
Well, what if Dennis wants to get backstage? How does he buy a VIP backstage or guest wristbands? How would you do that?
I suppose I would check it out beforehand on the internet. I'd go to the website of the Vans Warped Tour and look for the exorbitantly priced tickets.
Let me field this. You start a podcast, and then 10 months later, you randomly ask people on Facebook if you can get into Warped Tour, and then... Is that the right answer?
Well, that is an answer in this particular case. But really, the real answer is do not buy any backstage or VIP guest passes. Oh. These are not real.
Oh.
They will not give you any sort of access. Do not waste your money.
That sounds exactly like what we have.
Okay,
but Dennis did say he was going to go to the website where he would find this information. So
I would have snuffed it out.
Yeah.
Ooh. Will's Hot Tip.
When you get into the door after you've gotten your legal ticket and your non-wristband, how are you going to find out when your favorite band plays? I mean, where are the set times?
Well, there's probably way too many to put on the ticket, so I'm thinking there must be some general information area, maybe around where they sell the food, that has like a placard of some sort.
They actually have a giant inflatable schedule near the journey stages, which is one of the main stages.
Oh, okay.
So you can meander over there and find out when your favorite band is playing.
Okay.
It is worth bringing a pen and paper so you can write down a schedule so you're not always running back and forth to the board. And I don't know if I'm beating Will to this or not. I believe they have schedules available for like $2 that you can get to.
Or if it's 2018, you can take a picture with your phone.
Correct.
You don't have to... scratch it into a clay tablet.
Well, like you write down the tablet, you can kind of plan the day out. Because if you just look at that big thing, you're seeing all the bands on all the schedules. This way, you know where you're going. Like I take this shit seriously. Like, but then you still got to organize them.
Well, let's say
what works for you. Works for one person might not work for another.
I'm a Warped Tour veteran.
I'm a digital dude.
I'm just gonna say I know more than Dennis.
Well, you've been doing it since 96 or whatever, and you've got your. But their computers have happened since then, so I don't know.
Will's Hot Tip.
So let's say that Dennis's mother just doesn't feel good about her baby.
That's a lot of talk about my mother in this
episode.
Well,
she dropped you off the show.
Okay, all
right. She's worried for your general
safety. You're still walking the okay line of talking about my mother, I suppose.
But yeah, it's a loving kind of thing.
now you're starting to cross
it. So let's just say that she needs to come into the show with Dennis to make sure she's safe. But Dennis wants to make sure that he's looking cool all around
right,
their friends
like
and fans.
Back off, Mom. I'm trying to put off the vibe.
Right. So where can Dennis's parents hang out during Warped Tour?
I'm going to say the food court area again where they sell food.
Not a bad idea. However, the ultimate perk for parents, the reverse daycare tent, is a chill zone for parents who brought their teens, or Dennis, to the concert but crave a break from the heat and music. Here, parents can relax, enjoy a cool beverage, and interact with some of the family-friendly products in the tent.
I want to know what those most family-friendly products are. Are they, like, playing Scrabble with each other in the tent?
Yeah, that sounds depressing in that tent.
We are absolutely going to interview someone from that tent for our Warped Tour coverage.
Yeah, that's
going to
be part of the coverage.
We will get to the bottom of what's exactly is happening.
Yeah, are they playing fucking charades? Like, what is
I think we should ask them questions about Neil Diamond and Kenny Rogers.
Are they playing Balderdash?
Will's Hot Tip.
Dennis is starting to get a little sweaty, maybe, and he says, geez, it's so hot, how can I cool off at Warped Tour? Well, Cool Gear Hydration Stations. Warped Tour provides free filtered water at the Cool Gear Water Hydration Stations.
Oh, wow.
You can use a water bottle or purchase a reusable bottle to fill up as much as you need throughout the day. Look for that water banner in the festival grounds, Dennis. And I went to the first five or six Warped Tours way, way back when it was at Melody Fair in North Tonawanda.
Oh, wow.
And it cost $5 to get in, and there were two stages. We all miss those old days, but a few experiences from my own personal Warped Tour experiences that may help Dennis out.
Yeah.
If you're watching a band that you haven't heard of
please
before,
lead this babe through these terrifying woods.
If you're there and you're watching a band that you haven't heard of before, it's good to maybe have a good attitude about them and don't say something stupid like, these guys aren't going anywhere. Because what I found out at one of the Warped Tours was we were watching, it was Warped Tour 4, we were watching this band and there was a big woman drummer, a big black woman drummer on stage, really, really good, and then there's this thin little white guy out in the front, and I was like, boy, these guys are just not very good. I mean, I don't even know what this is. Turned around, walked away. That was Kid Rock.
Oh, that's what I thought you were going to say. I remember that drummer.
Walked clear across the Warped Tour to the second stage. Some sort of DJ on stage and just a terrible live band. And I'm like, these guys are even worse than the last guys. Limp Bizkit, also playing Warped Tour that year. 1 year later, biggest names on MTV.
Well,
right?
you made the right choice stepping away from Limp Bizkit.
I think I did. I went over and I decided at this point I was going to get backstage at some of the Warped Tours. And I've been able to get backstage at two out of the ones I've went to out of five. I happened to kind of make friends or know some people who are maybe working one of the more boring events there, say a rock wall climb, something like that. And I said, hey, you guys are done for the day. Can I have your guest pass?
Get in with the carnies. Smart.
Yeah. Get in with the carnies. Get in with the people who are, hey, I'll go get you a hot dog and a drink if you let me have your pass for an hour. You know, whatever the case is. So I was able to go backstage and
I
now...
Do what with the hot dog?
What's that?
Do what with their hot dog for the pass?
Go get them.
Get their hot dog. Pardon me. Excuse me.
Yeah, I can see why you make that mistake. Yeah,
whatever you have to
do. That's one way. That's one.
I'm just
saying there's other ways.
Backstage.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's other ways.
Depends on your level of commitment.
So now I own...
Not for Limp Bizkit. Definitely not.
I have photographic evidence. I own a picture of myself with Steve Perry from the Cherry Pop and Daddies. For those of you who don't remember when Swing was kind of back in for a couple of years.
Oh, God.
The fourth wave of Swing.
Yeah, the fourth wave of Swing. And this was right before Rancid played, so it was also nice to be backstage for that. Also, I got a decent autograph from Chino Moreno from the Deftones before I was kicked out of the backstage area for being in the wrong section.
How did that go down? Just like a security guy got wise to you, saw
pretty
you like,
much.
Standing
just
around.
Just like,
on the
you're bothering all the bands back here. You're not going to, like, where are you going with that hot dog? You know?
You're like, get that hot dog out of your mouth.
Get that hot dog out of your mouth and get the hell out of here. So I gave the pass back.
Get Steve Perry's hot dog out of your mouth.
Yeah, memories will last a lifetime here. Hang out by the bands and do what you can.
Will's Hot Tip.
Also, don't think that the bands that are there are always going to tour again, so enjoy that time when you're there with them.
Yeah.
I got really lucky the very first year to see Sublime before they were Sublime. No one really knew who they were.
Sublime?
Sublime.
Oh, Sublime.
Yeah. What's wrong with the way I said it?
You said Sublime. Like,
yeah,
it is
a little weird.
It's a little weird.
Sublime.
Yes,
Sublime.
There you go.
Thank you.
So, this is when Bradley Nowell was still alive, and actually a huge mud fight broke out during their set, and
I've heard
Sublime was very upset because one of the guys got hit in the head with a rock, and their equipment was trashed, and they said, F you, Buffalo, we're never coming back here.
Wow.
Story goes, they were supposed to come back a couple years later, and unfortunately... Bradley had an overdose, and we no longer got to see Sublime, and their album went, you know, triple platinum gold.
Yeah, it was a good album.
It was.
And also I had seen a band like L7 who doesn't tour anymore, but they was one of their last tours. And, you know, when you're 15, 16 years old, that's a pretty cool thing to see. So take advantage of who's there because you might not see them again ever.
Cherish every moment with these bands, kids.
Well, that's about all I got for you, Dennis, so I hope you have a good time.
Cool. Dude, I feel much more empowered to go into that
I really do. I've got a lesson to throw on top of this as well, just to segue from Sublime.
Sublime.
Eventually, the rest of the band went on to form the Long Beach Dub All-Stars. And I had a friend who found them backstage. I don't know which carny he talked to get his pass, but he found them and he said, Do you guys want to smoke some weed? And they said, sure, let's see it. And he showed them the bag. And then they took his bag of drugs, went into their tour bus, and locked the door.
Oh, my goodness.
So, wait until you're on the bus to hand your drugs over to other musicians. Right.
Yes,
basically.
Good lesson.
Yes, so...
All right, so, that's the Vans Warped Tour at Darien Center wrap-up.
So,
And, of course, we're going to be there as well, right?
Yep, and next up, we're playing Whoa by Lucky 33.
All right. We just heard a great song. What was that song?
That was Whoa by Lucky 33.
Great.
So we heard Will's preview of Warped Tour, and later on we're going to be hearing Dennis's preview of Cobblestone Live.
Yeah, as we review this action-packed late July for you and continue on with our Vans Warped Tour Infringement Festival Cobblestone Live Extravaganza Spectacular.
Damn, you're good at that.
Reverb.
But anyway, on to Infringement Festival.
Mm-hmm.
2018 is the 15th year that we've had Infringement Festival in Buffalo.
Yeah, let's talk about something more homegrown.
Yes. The Infringement Festival is a non-profit-driven, non-hierarchical, grassroots endeavor bringing together a range of eclectic, independent, experimental, and sometimes controversial art of all forms. There's visual, performing, media arts. They're all welcome.
Yeah, it's not just music.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what's the most controversial this year? Because I know you're involved in some of the planning and stuff. Have you heard about any, like, you know, Madonna and feces sort of paintings or interactive installations?
He ended up not doing it. And I think... I almost wonder if the reason this guy applied was because he wanted us to reject him so he could throw a stink. He had this whole show about how he was basically just going to be like misogynistic, mm-hmm. but it was supposed to be like tongue in cheek, and that makes it funny.
Oh yeah.
And he ended up being like, we're like, you know what? We put everyone everywhere, which is one of the points I was going to get to next.
Right, right.
Like if you got that to say and you want to, like, that's what we got a spot for you, I guess.
Yeah. Oh wow.
And then he, a week after that, he's like, oh no, I don't think this is the right venue for my message. And
interesting.
It's like, I really think that he applied just so we could say no, and then he could be like, infringement festival said this, I'm gonna get angry.
Right.
So
that would explain why he then pulled out of it, you know.
Yeah. But there's a group called I don't know if it's Hamartia or Hamartia. They're a lot of noise rock, and from the videos I've seen, their set usually involves destroying TVs with like sledgehammers.
Okay. Mm. Sounds like
so
fun.
They're pretty wild. There's an artist named Andy Olson who makes some pretty interesting industrial kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's burlesque shows, there's poetry. So there's a little bit of everything. We've got a few venues in particular who are into like LGBT stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some places hosting that.
Great. Gypsy Parlor, perhaps?
Gypsy Parlor is definitely in there, mm-hmm. yep. So anyone can apply.
Yeah, there's lots of venues throughout the city, right? I mean, for people who aren't familiar with the Infringement Festival,
yes,
this takes
place.
It'll
be like 20
across.
To 30 venues. It's mostly like Allentown, though it does reach out to like Mohawk Place, and I think, I don't actually know where Thin Man Brewery is, but I don't think it's in Allentown.
No, it's on Elmwood. It's closer to like East Ferry Street, I believe, or something like that.
But yeah, no, Mohawk Place, Milky's, Rude Boys mm-hmm. Artwork, Carpelli's Manuscript Museum, mm-hmm. Daily
awesome.
Planet, mm-hmm. Jacoby's, like the list goes on. So sure. I'll cover a decent amount of those. But cool. So yeah, it's anyone can apply during there's usually about a month of open time in mm-hmm. April when we accept proposals, and
right, this year's done.
Yeah. This year finished up around May 1st, but anyone who can apply. Anyone who applies, we'll give them a show. We'll yep. give them a shot to do something. So
that's the non-hierarchical pirate.
How many years has this been going on now?
This is the 15th.
The 15th, okay.
Will, you sound weary of it.
I've played it once before. I am weary of it.
Not a good experience?
No, no, that's not the case. That's just a joke.
Okay.
No, it's a great idea. You know, I just didn't realize it's been going on that long. I was going to guess maybe 7-8 years, but wow.
Well, 15 years.
That's
so, and I'll tell you, like, I went in with some preconceived notions of some things I've heard from other people and things about like the quality of the music and stuff. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, I'm a big part of it this year. I'm going to be kind of the head music person next year.
Assistant to the head music person.
That's kind of what I am this year.
Okay.
So there's a lot of like you'd be amazed at how much really good music is going to be like in these 11 days.
Awesome.
So there's a lot of stuff you can get out to.
And people can see the entire like directory of all the acts and stuff like on their website.
It's infringebuffalo.org.
Okay.
There's also going to be, we're renting out 16 pages in the public. And if you type in Buffalo Infringement Festival in Facebook, the page is on there, and we have events for like I think pretty much every show is going to have an event page, so you can check that out on there too and kind of keep track of what's going on. So opening ceremonies starts on Thursday, July 26th at Nietzsche's. It features a local rapper named Kelly Vellucci, Carrie Faye, Venus 2 Creature, Green Schwinn, The Transcendental Karmicist, Hooked on Casio Phonics, which features Pam Swartz of the Greg Sterlet Show, the host from that.
Oh, okay.
We talked about her a little bit.
Yep.
It also has La Marimba, and it's a 4-piece group of marimba and percussion players.
So what is the ceremony? Is there an actual like invocation or dedication or anything? Do they light a torch?
I believe there's something.
There's like words said, like, we are here gathered to,
you know what,
revere art and to,
I've never been to opening ceremonies.
Express our non-hierarchical.
So I'm sure some crazy stuff will go on.
Interesting.
Like, that whole Allen area with infringement, like, there's a lot of really active, really creative people. So
right.
There'll be parties or fireworks or who knows what. I'm sure something fun will be planned. So,
finger foods?
One can only hope.
Mm-hmm. Keys cups.
So yeah, like I was saying, La Marimba. They've got this groovy, catchy, improvisational marimba and percussion music. So they'll be there. And Dar Sambra they're a 2-piece band, and in their words, they are an audiovisual trans-apocalyptic galaxy rock duo from Baltimore, Maryland.
Galaxy rock.
They also use the phrases heavy psych and krautrock inspired.
Oh, okay.
It's progressive, psychedelic, dreamy stuff. They're an out-of-towner.
Grog music. Grog music.
Yeah, that's cool. They're an out-of-towner. So with the bands coming from out of town for this, I definitely recommend checking them out. They're going to be playing at Nietzsche's that night on the 26th, and they're going to be playing the Buffalo Niagara Hostel the next day on the 27th.
Okay.
Speaking of the 27th, we have a show going on at Mohawk Place. It's The Wolves of Tomorrow, Mickey Mercurio, Take Two, Bastard, 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 Sid the Kid, and Cardboard Homestead headlining. If you don't get a chance to see Cardboard Homestead at Warped Tour a couple days before, this is a great chance to check them.
Oh, okay.
It's a cool bill that they're on with some other fun artists. And I find what Cardboard Homestead, it's like folk punk, and I find what they do really refreshing.
Cool.
And they're definitely like a band on the rise.
Nice.
So.
And did we establish that infringement goes for weeks, right?
Yes, it's going to be from July 26th to August 5th. It's going to be 11 days. So I believe it goes from a Thursday to the Sunday that ends the following week, which will be August 5th. Also on the 27th, there's a show at Nietzsche's with Mimi Loco and the Drama Queens. They're an old school punk band from DC. The Good Neighbors are like a three-piece alt-rock band. There's This, who we will have in our Band on the Street segment that we're going to put somewhere in this episode. So they just put out an EP. They're one of the hottest bands in the area. They're worth checking out.
This.
All capital letters, two basses, one drum set, vocals, that's it.
Did we determine if that was an acronym? I'm on the hunt for acronyms.
I would have loved to have asked them that, but only Nate got there to interview them.
Okay.
So Nate clearly didn't ask the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah,
so
we have to get to the bottom of that.
And then
we'll have to do that ourselves.
And then closing that show is going to be Ish Kabibble. They're a drummer-bassist duo, and they make this beautiful, funky music. He might be the best bass player in Buffalo. Ooh. He does some amazing things.
Better than Jim Wynn.
Better than Ryan Gurnett?
Who's Jim Wynn?
The Jim Wynn. Maybe he rings a bell now. Buffalo Music Hall of Fame bassist, Jim Wynn.
I think
it's in Gamelon.
I'm just going to pay attention to Will. Even better than Ryan Gurnett.
Unbelievable.
We ignore what we don't understand.
All right. Then on Saturday, July 28th at Mohawk Place, Cartoon Moon is playing with Kurt Riley. Kurt Riley is from New York City. He blends punk and new wave and glam rock. Just the couple of tracks I listen to, you can hear Queen and Bowie and Elton John, Adam Ant, Roxy Music.
Oh, cool.
I was hoping that we could get the Lady the Tiger to play with them, but
yeah,
it's only those
cool.
two bands that night. And yeah, he'll only be in town this one night, so, you know... check him out, Kurt Riley, with Kurt with a K.
Mm-hmm.
Check him out on YouTube. Check him out on Spotify. We'll actually be playing one of his tracks after this.
Oh, great.
So check him out. I think he's really worth, you know, going out to see, and I think people enjoy the show. On Sunday, July 29th, is Mutton Fest. Mutton Fest is one of the most popular events every year. It's a...
Wait, is this like a festival inside a festival?
Yes.
Whoa.
Well,
we are through the looking glass.
They name all the shows.
We are really infringing.
Every one of these shows has a name.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, yeah. So, there's some lame stuff when you have to name 30 shows every year, so...
I'm not saying Mutton Fest is a lame
name. Oh, no, I'm not. Well, it's called Mutton Fest because Bighorn Sheep...
Okay, right.
They play it every year, and they actually provide the sound.
Oh, cool.
So there's going to be two alternating stages. They're going to be moving the sound system back and forth
mm-hmm.
so bands can set up. So there shouldn't be a big break between the bands.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It includes the Pragmatic Particles, who are formerly Pants and the Family, Autoverse, and then the least subtle nod to an influence I've ever heard, a band called Eraserhead's Baby, Digital Afterlife, which features friend of the podcast Greg Burt.
Oh, yeah.
The Idiots of Idealism, the Absentee Project, The Wolves of Tomorrow, Kevin Prentice, Groove Necker canceled.
Strike
that. Get rid of that. Chloroform, who's a real cool kind of jammy jazzy band, and then for me the highlights are the Dave Michaels Band. He's a real cool local musician. He donates everything he makes from his music towards children with developmental disabilities.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, you know, definitely go and check him out. Check out his merch table. Bighorn Sheep is this, like, versatile group of talented local musicians. They're a six-piece typically, but they have all sorts of rotating musical guests and mm-hmm. friends that come in and play with them. They trade off instruments as they play, so it's a lot of genre skipping around as different people go to different instruments. Mm-hmm. So they're playing as well. And the Molise are ending the night with they're playing a set at 8 p.m. They're a Japanese band that kind of combines like punk, new wave, power pop, and indie rock. And they've been doing an artist in residence in Buffalo with Robbie Goose, Good Caramel Records. So he's been working with them and like curating them for a while.
I was wondering what you meant by they're literally Japanese. They've come over in some sort of exchange. Did we send people to Japan? Is it like
a
band exchange?
You know, this, sometimes you know, local bands just disappear. Maybe they just get sent to Japan. And I hope they get treated well. So that's Mutton Fest.
Oh, okay.
And then...
Sorry?
Oh, no, did you have a question?
No, I was going to say that is another festival within the festival.
Yes.
So what's another festival within the Infringement Festival?
I actually had another festival.
Or is there anything inside Mutton Fest?
Not yet. I can work on that, though. Yeah. I actually think that's a good idea.
I think
next year we should try and see how many fests we can get within a fest.
Some multi-dimensional, yeah.
It's called Inception Festival.
Exactly. I like it.
You guys think I'm joking. You guys think I'm joking, but like I actually think that would be a pretty... If you're talking about infringing in weird art, that'd be a way to do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. No, I'm into
it. Just a band within a band within a band festival. Just keeps going.
So, yeah. So, the next festival within a festival is also on Sunday, July 29th. It is Milk Fest 18, which is at Milky's. The show runs... it's just kind of an alternative to going to LaSalle Park. It's going from 4 p.m. to 8:45, and then it has a theater performance by the Earwax Initiative. Oh, you know what?
That other thing you said would sound a little more interesting.
Yeah, with theater porn?
Yeah, let me... hold on.
Are we checking? Is there new data coming in as we're
there actually is
recording in?
Is shit I have to get rid of on here.
I'm just going to make the sound until you fix it.
Across the layer.
Okay. So the following weekend, there's a big hip-hop show at Milky's on Friday, August 3rd. On the bill is Diverz and Kelly Valucci. There's also Flex God. He performed at Shays back in March. He's a young performer. I think he's like 19 or 20. And he's still kind of raw, but he's got really good energy and enthusiasm on stage. So I think amongst the hip-hop scene, it seems like he's got a lot of promise.
Oh, great.
Type Relevant is playing. They're a live rock hip-hop funk improv group. They label themselves as being able to adapt to any crowd, and they've been voted many years as the best hip-hop band, live hip-hop band in Buffalo.
Oh, okay. By what entity?
I believe Art Voice may have awarded them such things.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who else does these things. And then the headliner is this group called Lazy Ass Destroyer. They're actually a pretty exciting act.
See, I read it as Lazy Ass Destroyer.
It could really be. I think it does need a hyphen. Mm-hmm. And actually, I guess Lazy Ass Destroyer is a short guy who wears hats. So I was actually at an infringement fundraiser, and someone came up to me, and they're like, Lazy! And I'm like, what? And they're like, I thought you're someone else. And I clearly you did. I am lazy, but just not that kind
not
of lazy.
An ass destroyer.
But he does this, like, crazy mix of like high energy electro party rock with like hip hop and punk. He reminds me of like Kid Rock, but he's not like a redneck asshole.
Okay.
But he throws on a really wild, energetic stage show.
Yeah, but he's like, he gets a party whipped up into a frenzy.
Absolutely. And he's not playing till at least 11. So if you're going to be at the Descendants show at Riverworks, with like, I am, because the fucking Descendants are going to be at Riverworks. That would make a great nightcap to go check that out afterwards. I don't think it's going to be... It's either going to be $5 or $10, probably $5.
Oh, okay.
So you can go out check some cool stuff there. And Jack Toft, who Dennis and I are performing with tomorrow night...
Yes, we're opening
for
him.
...at Mohawk Place, he's going to be closing that show. He was actually just added onto there, too.
Oh, great.
So I want to see what happens when this guy performs live. His stuff online is so interesting.
Yeah,
so,
we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll report back on him sometime soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Also, on Friday, August 3rd, Brendan and the Strangest Ways are going to be at Thin Man Brewery playing with Leda, which is a local woman-led indie folk band. So they got that going on too. And then I think the thing I'm most excited about is Broadway Market. On Saturday, August 4th, we are just completely taking over Broadway Market. We're going to have music in three different areas. The front lobby is going to have a stage. The second floor in the parking garage will have a stage.
Infringed.
Yes. And the roof will have a stage as well.
Infringed.
Yes. On the roof, there should be some tents to cover up people. There's a small garden walk. I've heard rumors that there will be burgers and hot dogs being sold. So the whole thing seems like it's going to be a ton of fun. Performers in the front lobby include Andrew Nixon Trio, Fragrance and Juan Cosmic Energy, Russian Hands and Roman Fingers, and a singer-songwriter named Shannon Vanderland, who has this like really cool like Sarah Bareilles poppy piano kind of thing going.
Oh, nice.
I ended up booking her for as many shows as I could in Infringement because I think she's really special. She'll be playing at that. She'll be playing at a bunch of different places, so, you know, check her out.
Great.
But that's
Shannon
Vanderland.
Wow.
Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
It's a good name.
The garage area is where kind of the like a lot of the electronic and hip-hop acts will be. Digital Afterlife, again, friend of the podcast, Greg Burt, they'll be there with Dead Worry, Sonic Wranglers, The Finality Complex, Imaginary Number, DJ Bonaparte, the aforementioned Flex God, MC King, and Malamute. And then the roof's where all the cool stuff's really happening.
Okay. At the Broadway Market here.
Yes, yes. Stoneclad and Strange Standard are playing. And then there's also going to be Curtis Lavelle. She is this powerful, soulful singer who uses loopers. Mm-hmm. And she creates these like really deep, rich soundscapes just using her voice.
Okay, so it's like it's a bit like ethereal and experimental. It's not like that Ed Sheeran just like, I'm going to go...
No.
Ooh, and like a half hour later, you're like, oh, the song still sucks. This is not that sort of scenario.
There are some loopers at the festival. I'll admit it.
Well, no, looping's a tool.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to suck.
Just don't use it like a tool.
Just don't. Yeah, exactly. Don't use it like you're a tool.
So. But yeah, no. Curtis Lavelle. She has a lovely voice. She makes really cool music. Check that out. There's a band called Zucci. They're like a groove-oriented band from New Jersey. They come to Buffalo somewhat often. They put on a good show. You know, if you want to get out, dance out in the sun, they're a great band to see for that.
I wish our band was groove-oriented.
Dude, I'm the bass player. I'd lay down grooves until the cows come home.
Yeah, we'll have to work on
just
that.
Just gotta let me, yeah.
Just get people dancing, you know? Something in the pocket.
I agree. Yeah. And then we have Curiosity's End. They're an interesting indie rock band. They combine catchy choruses and melodies, but they use, like, viola. They use 12-string guitars. So that's a very... You know, they kind
Sounds
of have a unique
like
sound.
Elizabethan.
And then Cavalcade is a Rochester-based band. They've been around for 20 years. They've kind of evolved. They've been indie rock and progressive and post-punk. They're always kind of playing something different, but whatever they are playing, it always seems to be pretty good. So that's Broadway Market. That's Saturday, August 4th. That'll be, I believe the music starts at noon. We'll be going until 6 o'clock when they end. So come check that out.
Infringe!
And then also that day, at Mohawk Place, there will be, I want to make sure I get the name right, the Lloyd McHardy Memorial Hootenanny, which is an annual, it's Americana.
Okay.
The Heenan Brothers are playing, Rick Denzian, who's a singer from Philadelphia, Copper and Gin, who is, their drummer is
Lady
the Tiger,
drummer,
with Dennis and I.
Yeah.
Jungle Steve and the Gypsophilias, which I love that name. And then Abel Footing's going to be there. They are a bluegrass anal pudding cover band that cleans up the lyrics.
So that's
they play
so amazing.
Clean. I'm kind of interested in seeing that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So they do covers of anal pudding songs.
Yeah, when we
it's actually cleaned up though.
Yes, and so, bluegrass.
So
and it's mostly anal pudding members.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I know Kurt's not involved, but I think a lot of them are.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Anal Pudding is a Buffalo band.
Right.
Yes. Kurt Rotterdam.
I believe Art Voice readers voted them worst name for a band in 2010.
I'm sure they cherished as an award, actually.
It's hanging on Kurt Rotterdam's wall, which
exactly.
is why I know it. So yeah, so they'll be there. A local guy named Michael Fulton will be there. He usually performs as a part of a duo called Mike and Kathy, and they're playing a few things too. He sounds very James Taylor. It's kind of a soothing,
okay,
like lie back and relax kind of folk music.
Yeah, yeah.
And 20,000 Strong Men are playing. They're a well-known Buffalo group. They play like old-timey folk music. It's real simple. They've got banjos, ukulele, piano, fiddle. So they got a lot of different instrumentation they use. And that is the Lloyd McCarty Memorial Hootenanny. Again, Mohawk Place, Saturday, August 4th. And one thing to note about all these infringement shows is most of them are free. I think one or two of them may cost $10, but they're either $5 or they're free.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned one earlier that was $5 to
Everything is usually...
And all that'll be in the guide, too, right?
Like, yeah, there should be stuff in there about that. I would hope.
Yeah, but even the ones that cost money aren't that expensive.
No, no, that's what I'm saying. And all the bands, they're all inexpensive.
The bands do get paid for this stuff too, right?
Yeah, a lot of the times, you know, we try and traffic more of the money over to the traveling bands, like the touring bands, which I think is something that should be done.
Yeah,
myself.
That's cool.
So, but no,
well, they got
no,
more expenses to make it happen.
Yeah,
so
yeah, no,
sounds pretty fair.
You know, Infringement has all the funding. We get it all through fundraising, so we don't need to take anything from the door. So everything that comes through the door does go to the bands.
Oh, great! Yeah, so you'll be supporting those bands by coming and seeing them.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the final day, August 5th. There's not a lot of shows going on, but you can start the day at the Holly Farms parking lot. That's located right by Nietzsche's. It's like a grocery store. It's a little flea market where there's going to be music in their parking lot. The aforementioned Flex God and Lazy Ass Destroyer will be performing there, as will Venom Mob, Sentinel Six, who's a local jam band. There's Urban Planning, who we interviewed for Band on the Street a while back.
Mm-hmm.
They've got this cool Strokes vibe, along with some Pixies, Elliott Smith influences.
Yeah, yeah.
The Sofa Kings, they describe themselves as slop rock. It kind of reminds me of like lo-fi's 90 alt rock. And Intent to Sell is a local hip-hop act. They mix folk, funk, soul, and rap. And that'll be going on at the Holly Farms parking lot, I think from 12:15 to about 6. And then the closing ceremonies are happening right after that, right across the street at Nietzsche's. Those have something called the Iffy Awards, where if you want to give someone an award for just doing something cool for infringement, you write it on a paper plate, and then I guess at some point they give out these awards. Zucci, who I mentioned before, they're playing. Bison Numbers and Jules Cut Loose are there. So the Joe Garetti Intergalactic Beat Station will be there. He's a one-man band. He makes really cool stuff. He has this hybrid electric digital drum system. He has looping equipment. There is Laura Lonsky, I believe is originally from Buffalo. She's coming from New York City. She's going to play pieces from her musical, 420 the Musical. Sarah Golly, who's from Connecticut, she has a one-person show. She does this like moody, atmospheric music, and she just has a keyboard, her voice, and a looping station, a really soulful voice, and she makes some really cool stuff happen.
Now, is she part of the burlesque, or... I haven't heard
there was
a lot of this burlesque.
There was supposed to be a Twin Peaks burlesque called Twin Peens.
Twin Peens.
And they canceled.
Ooh.
And I'm crushed. There are still burlesque activities. I'm just not covering them because, I mean, they're really like, I could have made this set portion twice as long. And
sure.
It's already running long.
Okay. Now you're focusing on the music a little bit. And I get it. I thought maybe there'd be some sort of hybrid with the burlesque. But okay.
Sorry. While you're talking about cobblestone, I can look up.
Yeah, just
burlesque, and then we can do a segment on the end.
For our listeners.
Okay. And then finally, there is this Little Cake. I recently heard her for the first time, and I think what she does is amazing. Her music is quirky, it's experimental, it's weird. I'd compare her to Kimya Dawson from the Moldy Peaches, but there really aren't a lot of comparables to her. She works with all sorts of different musicians, making different types of music. I believe she runs the music for like a high school or a district or something. Like, she's really involved in the community, and like it seems like she's just really trying to involve a lot of different people into all this different stuff she's doing. So I haven't seen her yet. But, like, we gave her the prime slot there. She's ending the festival pretty much.
Oh, wow.
And she deserves it. I think she's great. At some point, I'd love to, like, talk to her on the show or something.
Oh, that's great. That's at the closing ceremonies?
That's at the closing ceremonies. That's August 5th at Nietzsche's.
Great.
And that starts around, I don't know, whenever Nietzsche's show starts. It's a good thing that I added that in there.
Sure.
All right. That is the best of infringement. So, you know, like we kind of alluded to at the beginning, there's a ton more events, music and otherwise.
There's no end to the... Well, there is an end, literally, to the infringing, but...
There's
a lot of infringing.
Yeah, a lot of infringing is going to happen. There's Daily Planet Coffee, Alley Cats, Rude Boys, Revolution Gallery, and, like, that's just the music. There's theater, dance, workshops, film screenings. A lot of local film screenings are going to happen, too. It runs from July 26th to August 5th. You can find out more at infringementbuffalo.org, and we will send you out with some Kurt Riley.
All right.
Here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
On
allwnyradio.com.
Dennis.
Yeah.
I've heard there's this thing called Cobblestone Live.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything that's happening. Perhaps you could tell me more.
Hey, so a pretty important piece of information got lost in the Cobblestone Live review I'm about to do. It's July 27th and 28th. On with the show. This is the Cobblestone Live Music and Arts Festival. It's presented by 103.3 The Edge. It's the second annual. It takes place in across four or five different stages, depending on which part of the website you read, throughout Buffalo's so-called Cobblestone District. And the Cobblestone District, if you don't know, is downtown Buffalo. It's just east of the Key Bank Center. If you've ever been to Buffalo Iron Works, Lockhouse Distillery, you've basically been there. And while down there, there are the last surviving buildings of Buffalo's 19th century waterfront. If you guys didn't have the script in front of you, when would you guess that the cobblestones were actually laid?
1868.
Okay.
1901.
Well, great guesses. That's what I would have guessed, too. Evidently, they were laid in 1994. just before
the historic Cobblestone District.
So before you get all weepy over those things that your Irish ancestors ran roughshod over, 1994. So don't be fooled. As I said, there's 2 days to the festival. You can either do Friday or Saturday for $25 for the ticket on either of those days, or you can go the whole weekend for $45. Okay, and just an overview, some stats that I collected from the website. There's 30 artists, there's festival games and activities for all ages. I have no idea what that means. What festival games do you guys think might be? Are we talking can jam?
I was thinking like ring toss.
A ring toss.
Okay, clown dunk or something.
Sounds amazing. There are going to be local food trucks and vendors. Hopefully Lloyd's will be there.
Hopefully.
My favorite. The best 3 ounce taco $7 can buy. There's going to be beer, wine, cider, and beverage tents, of course. So that's the stuff you get with the $25 or with the $45 for 2 days. There's also a VIP pass available. It's $100. And you get all the stuff above, plus you also get access to VIP areas at both outdoor stages. There's a private bar in this area, allegedly. 2 free drinks per day at the $100 price. Food buffet, private bathrooms, collectible laminate, and also you get to write Shred and Reagan's jokes for 1 year, which is kind of nice, as it's a 103.3 tie-in.
That explains a lot, actually.
Have you heard last year's VIPs, though, on the show?
No.
You've listened to the show?
I guess I have. Any jokes they had were written by this VIP.
Yeah, they're tearing it up. So, but anyways, let's get to the bands. That's all the bullshit around them. You guys want the music. This is the Buffalo Music Podcast, so let's talk about them. I'm going to start with the bands whose names are in the biggest size font on the poster. And coming in at the biggest, the only band at 72-point font, is Broken Social Scene.
Yes.
And they're Saturday. I know you guys are very familiar with them. Just tell our audience, they're a Toronto-based indie rock band. They're really legends. Been around since 99. Very fluid lineup. Another one of these collectives. In fact, I'd say they were probably like the blueprint for that collective thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I'd almost say within, Canada, they're kind of a super group.
Yeah.
I think there's some, people from different bands here and there that play in them. And I remember seeing them on Conan O'Brien 10 years ago with just all the people on stage and the horns and the guitars.
Right.
It's a pretty cool show to watch.
Yeah, and the songs are great. I mean, it's top-notch. They were especially prolific in the 2000s, but they are back now. And I listened to some of their 2017 album on Spotify today. It's called Hug of Thunder, and it was really good. And I'm trying to get permission to play one of the songs, Protest Song, on our podcast. Hopefully you'll hear that at some point. But for me, Broken Social Scene are easily by like 30 million miles the big draw here.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they earn every point of that 72-point font on the page. So in 60-point font, we have the Sheepdogs. They're also on Saturday. They're also a Canadian band. They're from Saskatoon. And they're, think Allman Brothers Band, meet CCR, and the Guess Who.
Sounds like they need to be in 48-point font, I think.
Yeah.
That 60 sounds like it might be kind of big for them.
Friday, there's a band called Turquoise. According to Spotify, they're one of Brooklyn's freshest exports. 9 charismatic men and women brightly outfitted to have their colorful nature match their expressive voice. And the site describes them as soulful with potent
funk grooves. A lot of horns going around, you know, if you like to get out to festivals and just dance with some nice bright horns and some competent singing, they'll be for you. This is their new single. This is called On the Run. Just to give you a little flavor, here it comes. Get ready for the horns. A little flavor. Okay.
Whoa.
That's a duck.
Calm down. We can't get too rowdy here.
So playing on both Friday and Saturday is Aqueous.
Aqueous, I think.
I think it's Aqueous. Will, do you have a third interpretation you'd like to offer?
Aqueous.
Okay, thank you. Sublime. Okay.
Will Smith, Will Webb associate word pronouncer.
Yes. You got a new title.
I called you Will Smith.
That's all right. I like it.
He's the Fresh Prince of our podcast.
So, yeah, I think it's Aqueous. I could be wrong. Whatever. But basically, it's a jam band. If you like jam bands, you're going to like this. So, both nights they're playing. I believe they're doing 32 sets each night. Actually,
that sounds right.
Yep. Friday night, so we're still in the 60-point font club. Chicano Batman is playing.
Easily the best name of a band in this festival.
Yeah, if I were ranking by awesomeness of name, they would have been first for sure. They're an alternative Latin sound, and they fuse psychedelia and soul music. They come from Los Angeles. They're veterans of Coachella. They've opened for Jack White. So, in 30-point font, there's a band called Golf Clap. House music. Enough said. Next, Andy Frasco and the UN. That is Saturday. And this is a self-described party band. It's sort of soul, blues, rock. Very singable, actually. Like, this actually kind of reminded me of Kid Rock a little bit. Mm. Like, there's one line in the song, but like without the kids so much, and like more the rock. There's one song called Smoking Dope in Rock and Roll. Like, smoking dope, you know, rock and roll. And then there's the line after it. Packing bowls and rocking shows. So you kind of get the idea of what's going on there. Sounds like fun. It actually was really fun.
Do we know if UN is an acronym for
anything? I'm assuming it's United Nations. I think it's a tongue-in-cheek United Nations.
You're bringing the whole United Nations?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that it was.
Should say members of the United Nations. I think he's setting an expectation that...
I didn't see an asterisk either.
There's no way that he can do this.
Yeah, so okay. Our listeners...
I'll keep an open mind.
Our listeners, be warned that he's probably not bringing the United Nations with him, all right?
Probably
take
not.
Heed Ryan's advice, and don't expect to see anybody from Tunisia there. His voice reminds me of Chris Robinson. I think Chris? Is that the one from the Black Crowes?
Yeah, it is.
One of the Robinsons. In a really good way. I'm a big fan of Chris Robinson's vocals, and there's little gospel touches here and there. I think that's going to be a cool show. They're always on the clock, but you'll never see them go. That happens in the darkness, that way you'll never know. So, Rat Boys is going to be Saturday as well, and they are Chicago-based indie pop. They feature sumptuous guitars, a girl singer, wistful lyrics. They're touring all over the place, so they must be getting some kind of heat. I know they're going to be in the UK.
What are sumptuous guitars?
Sumptuous, just like lush, like well produced, lots of layers, like layered guitars.
I like sumptuous guitars as a band name.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're. I mean, I hesitate to call them shoegazy because they're a lot more rhythmically eclectic than that.
Sure.
So they don't sit and drone so much, but there are some really nice like layers in the guitars. So,
sure.
So that is I think they're going to be a highlight. That's on Saturday. Now down in 16-point font is everybody else. Okay, But there's some...
Outcasts.
The outcasts, the people that...
The black sheep.
But no, among those are some great acts. A lot of local groups. Friends of the podcast, Humble Braggers, are going to be there on Saturday at this Cobblestone Live Festival. And First Ward as well is going to be there on Saturday. And now for the rest of these, I'm just going to rank them by their Scrabble word score.
You mentioned this before. Did you actually take the time... Was there a website?
There was an online calculator that I used.
Okay.
And I will say, in the interest of complete scientific objectivity, of course I should have just taken the first seven letters of their name and punched these into the calculator.
You should probably have.
Because there's varying
these
lengths
wouldn't
of names.
Happen and
And there's varying lengths of names too, so it's an uneven playing field. Right. But listen, we're doing our best. Yeah. So at coming in at 42. Scrabble points is Johnny Hart and the Mess, and they're an Americana group. They're Buffalo based.
I think they made one of our Discover Local playlists back when we first started doing them. They were on one of the first ones.
They do the thing. They tick the boxes. They got the guitars. They got the B3. They got the harmonica.
I dig it.
Yeah, it's Saturday. Then there's a bunch of smooth jazz. I'm not going to talk about. Also on Saturday. And coming in at 27 as a Scrabble
Awards. God, I knew you were going to talk about the Grateful Dead cover band.
They're playing the bill, sir. Working Man's Dead. It's a Grateful Dead cover band. The main singer sounds like Bobby Weir.
Oh, Ryan. Oh, hey.
I'm done with the Grateful Dead cover band.
Is there an episode of this podcast happening
here? Oh, wait, hold on. I got two more jam bands. Might want to go back to sleep. Okay, he's asleep. Space Junk, 24, they scored in the Scrabble word score. They're a jam band, lots of wah guitar, maybe a phase shifter. I didn't hear any singing in the part that I listened to.
So strictly instrumental.
Possibly. So it seemed, at least in the 2.5 minutes that I could stand, it was, that's what it was.
Right.
Oh, it sounded instrumental. Okay, all right. Ryan, done with the jam bands, guys.
I had the most horrible nightmare. I dreamt that there was sports news that was so important that Stephen A. Smith had to scream it at me.
What? Who?
Never mind.
All right, some of our fans are going to get that, and then write in and tell me what the hell he meant. Okay, A Girl Named Jenny is another group playing at this Cobblestone Live. And they sounded pretty cool. They were they're Rochester Americana. They got the upright bass, the fiddle, banjo harmonies. I would actually call it kind of slow bluegrass. They call themselves Americana, but they really got the bluegrass core of instruments there, and the harmonizations are definitely very bluegrassy.
I feel like slow bluegrass should be called like blue core.
Yeah,
like that.
We'll work on that. I got another. I've got my own bluegrass hybrid name. I'm calling this other group Tattoo Grass.
Okay.
Because it's some heavily tattooed dudes, so they're clearly like, hard and cutting edge and like, up with the times, but they also play bluegrass. There's some dreads going on, and I'm referring to the group Dirty Blanket. And they're from the Finger Lakes region, so also kind of downstate from us. They're, along with a girl named Jenny, both playing on Friday night. And they're both, if you like Tattoo Grass or Blue Core, is that what you called it?
Yeah, Blue Core.
Yeah, Blue Core, then you will really dig these groups. Younger Than is playing on Saturday as well. They're Buffalo Indie Rock, Kings of Leon style.
Yep, also featured on the Discover Buffalo playlist somewhere in there. If you go back to my Spotify account, you can check out all of the previous Discover Buffalo playlists and, Discover Buffalo.
That's right. So that's a lot of groups. I'm not going to rat on anymore about these guys, but I will tell you, you can go to cobblestonelive.com to get your tickets if this sounds like it interests you. Now, if you're picking between getting tickets for Friday or Saturday, I would recommend Saturday night. Broken Social Scene, of course, is going to be there, but also the Shoegazy Rat Boys, I will say it as a general texture, they're going to play, they sound great. Friends of the Podcast, First Ward of the Humble Braggers are on Saturday night. That Andy Frasco in the UN that I talked about, who was kind of like Kid Rock, but like not so hip-hoppy, but just like instantly memorable kind of choruses about like, smoking weed and open in pickup trucks and stuff, they sound like a lot of fun. And it seems like, and there's always a good chance that Saskatoon's sheepdog could just, get all coked up and actually do something memorable on stage. You never know. The biggest downsides in picking Saturday I see are missing spin wires. So I didn't talk about, but they're pretty awesome. They're like a Franz Ferdinand kind of style. I thought they were really good, like kind of danceable, but like indie rock too, and it sounded great. And if you're a Tattoo Grass fan, you're going to miss a girl named Jenny and Dirty Blanket if you choose Saturday.
All right, tune in July 25th at allwnynet.com for the Struggle Is Real live Warp Tour coverage presented by Voice of Dissent. All your favorite All WNY personalities will be there, like me and Dennis.
And me.
And Joe Kent. And then on August 4th, in lieu of a new episode, because we don't want to have to do any extra work, we will hopefully have a Best of Warp Tour. Mm-hmm. That you can check out then, and then starting August 15th, we'll be back to our quote-unquote normal
schedule. What is normal, really?
Exactly.
You can visit buffalomusicpodcast.com, as always, for a naturally enhanced podcast experience. You can find photos of our guests there once in a while when Will takes pictures, Ryan's Spotify playlists, links to our Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff.
Be sure to check out the website of our mysterious benefactors, allwny.com, and get into the other great programming.
They're streaming web radio of all local music, local news, music reviews, and the Think So Joke podcast.
Hosted by Leathery Baseball Mitt,
Corey Commons, The Nick and Dan Show, Scott Leffler, and The Big Pitcher with Michael Sergeant.
A really entertaining podcast about digital photography and military logistics. You can find Ryan on Twitter at Sir William Idol. If you want to be featured on the show, hit us up. Don't look for me on social media. I'm going to ignore you.
And you can also find the podcast Twitter at SIR Podcast NY. And thanks for listening, and keep on struggling.
See you at Warped Tour.
Woo!